I mean, right now they're talking about making marijuana legal to solve the economic problem. Do you know what? If it's legal, then the people who are paying for it illegally are just going to go and start paying illegally for the next drug. So then what? Yeah, it's just ridiculous. More evil to try to counter evil. You know, it's ridiculous. They're going to still take that money. The devil's going to take you to the next place. Because if you're rebellious, you're rebellious. All right. Now listen to this. Astonishment is confusion of the mind from fear. So what this is saying is if you've had a strong, both of this is about a sudden attack. We did a whole teaching on panic attacks. If you really have this kind of thing, you may want to get a hold of that teaching. But you need to stop and think, was something that happened to you? Now, it could be something scary. It could be a parent leaving that you weren't expecting to leave. It could be, you know, the situation with, you know, somebody, your brother killing himself. It was when Lauren died, something that just totally takes you by surprise that the enemy is setting up. He's setting those things up to get a spirit of fear in you. Because if he can get a spirit of fear in you, he can bring forth confusion and take your peace, your joy. He can be in charge of keeping you in torment and your dreams and just take away just being able to really trust and believe God and live this life totally victorious over all these things that Satan wants you to be afraid of. All right. Babel. The word Babel itself and the spirit of Babel is confusion and disorder. It's a lack of order. It's a spirit of confusion that's really been released. Here's another one. Bewilder is to lead into perplexity or confusion. It's basically where things get so confusing you don't know what to do. It's like a maze. You get frozen. You don't know what to do. I'm saying these different things because some of you really deal with a lot of confusion. I really don't have confusion. I'm very thankful for that. I mean, I was saved young, and I just thank God. But, you know, talking to different people, some people really, I think people who end up with Alzheimer's and different types of problems in their brains and their memories later on is because they didn't deal with this stuff. You know, we want to deal with this stuff. All right. All right, here's one. Listen to this one. This is a crazy word, but it's called blankly. It's called blankly, but it's to go blank, which causes confusion. Do you know what that would be? That's like something's happening that you don't want to think about, so you go blank. This could have been if you were molested as a child. This could have been if something happened so painful that it hurt, and you just chose, I'm just not going to think about it. I just want to go blank. I don't want to think about this. And do you know what that does? It lets in a spirit of confusion. What you need to look at this blank thing when we get ready to do this altar call. Did you ever purposely choose not to think as a way to handle something? Did you ever choose to make your mind go blank? With drugs? Yes. Drugs would definitely bring a spirit of confusion. It could be drugs. It could be daydreaming. It could be fantasizing. It can be, it's a coping that says, this is too painful. I'm not going to think about it. I'm just not going to deal with this. I'm not going to think about it. And in that place of blanking out your mind, you give authority to Satan to plant confusion there that he's going to bring up later on. And so what we want to do is we just want to hate all this, repent of all this, and say, God, you're who I should have turned to. You're the one who would have helped me. I didn't know you. He knows you didn't know him. He understands all that. There's total forgiveness. There's total freedom. What we're doing now is going into these deep places. If there's still confusion, there's a reason. It's something you haven't renounced. It's something you haven't asked God to forgive you for. And it's something you haven't commanded out. And so what I'm reading, we're not going to do this whole list tonight. When we renounce this stuff, whatever of this is, you're saying, wow, that's something that I need. That's probably mine. Grab onto it and let's get rid of this thing. All right, here's another one. It's to blush. It's to redden the cheeks or face to suddenly, blush. But when you blush because of guilt, shame, or confusion. In other words, has the enemy done something to so embarrass you to the point of even blushing? That could bring in confusion. And so, you know, I'd love for God to get all this stuff out so you can think so clearly, so Satan can't bring confusion. Not even if somebody comes into this place who has a spirit of confusion or witchcraft on him, it can't even attack your mind. I think when you get completely free from some of these areas where you opened up to it, that stuff won't even bother you anymore. You won't even need warfare. You'll just take authority, boom, and that'll be it. Because I still get attacked sometimes. You can tell when I'm up here. If somebody comes in with a religious spirit and starts releasing this stuff, it just, you know, and I always stop and pray and bind it, then I'm fine. But how do you know? When you ever get where you can't think, you can't remember that word, you can't remember that thing, and but you know it's not just because you're overloaded or something. You really know it's like just taken. I want my complete mind back, you guys. I want the peace of God in my mind. I want God ruling in my mind. I don't want to give the enemy one little tiny square anything of my mind. Don't anybody say she doesn't have any despair. Now let me read. The word confusion actually means disorder and irregularity. That there's a need for order. A blending of confounding, indistinct combinations. In other words, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Confusion is like, what's that going on and this going on and that going on? And it doesn't make any logical sense. It's illogical. You know, it just doesn't line up. It doesn't make sense. Okay. Confusion has to do with abashment and shame. And the scripture says, Oh Lord, let me never be put to confusion. Distraction of the mind. Distraction of the mind. Isn't that ADD? Don't we have kids all over this nation on drugs? Because there is a spirit of confusion, lack of sound mind. And do we think they're going to grow up with sound minds while we're medicating them? And if anybody in here is on that, we're not coming against that. We're saying, let's do the spiritual stuff so we can get free. Because this is like unbelievable in our nation, and it's going to get worse. We just try to medicate demons all over the place. And I do believe that things are spirit, soul, and body. And I do believe you can physically see chemical changes in the brain. I really believe you can see where the spiritual has affected the natural and caused it to be not correct. I do believe that science will back up spiritual truth. And too long we pretended none of that was going on and we looked foolish. Confusion is about defeat, ruin, and it can be about shocking crimes. Another thing, and this is a real big one for some of you, disconnection. Okay? Disconnection. It's the act of separating or state of being disunited, separated, no union. So there can be disconnecting thoughts. There can be where you disconnect in your mind. And all of these are things where the enemy has attacked your mind because of fear. He's attacked your mind because of fear and want to get free. Embarrassment and entanglement. There's a whole teaching on entanglement that Terry did. I encourage you to get that. But that's where relationships get so intertwined and confusing and complex that people lose their identity. You know, they can't even identify who they are in Christ. It's all so intermingled with codependency. All right. And then one of the words is entangling. Entangling is involving, interweaving, interlocking in confusion and embroiling. And I think that's part of the thing, too, when this subtle spirit comes in and tries to bring you into all that.